A nice cup of tea is what we're having on the programme today to celebrate the fact that at last tea sales are rising after years of decline when tea was being written off as a drink for wrinklies and coffee was all that was fashionable and of the moment. We're now drinking more, and not just mashed up leaves in little white bags, but quality loose teas, Darjeelings and Assams, jasmine and silver needle, cumin and oolong. It's an expanding market that's been driven by a few zealots. One of them is Henrietta Lovell of the Rare Tea Company, a finalist in this year's BBC Food and Farming Awards.
Well, I do actually remember the first time I had an amazing cup of tea. I was at my great aunt's house in Scotland, and she had grown up in India, and she had these incredible Darjeeling teas, really fresh handmade teas sent over to her, and I remember thinking, God, this is really amazing. And also when you're little, you're often given orange juice and the adults drink the tea, but at her house tea, there was tea, and I remember, you know, being quite nervous of the teacup. It's going to be okay. But I didn't remember this until I was in China and I was at a wedding in Shanghai and somebody offered me a really beautiful oolong. And it wasn't the same kind of tea, but it reminded me that tea could be so amazing. And I thought, there's so much more to tea than we're getting. And I thought, here we are, huge tea drinking nation, with such a small limited range and none of the good stuff is really getting to us. And I thought, I'll change that, I'll bring the good stuff.
Henrietta Lovell. We'll be hearing more from her in a moment. But first, let me introduce Bill Gorman, Executive Chairman of the UK Tea Council, an industry finance group whose members account for 99% of all the tea sold in the UK. Bill, why have tea sales suddenly taken a turn for the better? I mean, is it we're all bored with expensive coffee bars selling mediocre coffee?
I don't think coffee is or has ever been a threat to tea. Coffee is an honourable competitor, just like carbonated drinks, etc., etc. But tea for the British people has been probably a habitual comfort for a couple of hundred years. But I think two things have actually helped the tea industry come back to the front of people's minds again. The first thing is that, yes, the marketing and the advertising of tea has become more contemporary and far more relevant. You know, there were characters that were used by some tea companies for about 30 years.
Like, so the message, chimps, that was the wrinkly market.
The message and the proposition really didn't change. I think the second thing that has made an incredibly positive difference to the tea industry was that, again, if we go back to 1990, for example, we would probably have had four peer-reviewed scientific papers on the health benefits of tea.
Segment 1. A nice cup of tea is what we're having on the programme today to celebrate the fact that at last tea sales are rising after years of decline when tea was being written off as a drink for wrinklies and coffee was all that was fashionable and of the moment. We're now drinking more, and not just mashed up leaves in little white bags, but quality loose teas, Darjeelings and Assams, jasmine and silver needle, cumin and oolong. It's an expanding market that's been driven by a few zealots. One of them is Henrietta Lovell of the Rare Tea Company, a finalist in this year's BBC Food and Farming Awards.
Segment 2.
Well, I do actually remember the first time I had an amazing cup of tea. I was at my great aunt's house in Scotland, and she had grown up in India, and she had these incredible Darjeeling teas, really fresh handmade teas sent over to her, and I remember thinking, God, this is really amazing. And also when you're little, you're often given orange juice and the adults drink the tea, but at her house tea, there was tea, and I remember, you know, being quite nervous of the teacup. It's going to be okay. But I didn't remember this until I was in China and I was at a wedding in Shanghai and somebody offered me a really beautiful oolong. And it wasn't the same kind of tea, but it reminded me that tea could be so amazing. And I thought, there's so much more to tea than we're getting. And I thought, here we are, huge tea drinking nation, with such a small limited range and none of the good stuff is really getting to us. And I thought, I'll change that, I'll bring the good stuff.
Henrietta Lovell. We'll be hearing more from her in a moment.
Segment 3.
But first, let me introduce Bill Gorman, Executive Chairman of the UK Tea Council, an industry finance group whose members account for 99% of all the tea sold in the UK. Bill, why have tea sales suddenly taken a turn for the better? I mean, is it we're all bored with expensive coffee bars selling mediocre coffee?
I don't think coffee is or has ever been a threat to tea. Coffee is an honourable competitor, just like carbonated drinks, etc., etc. But tea for the British people has been probably a habitual comfort for a couple of hundred years. But I think two things have actually helped the tea industry come back to the front of people's minds again.
Segment 4.
The first thing is that, yes, the marketing and the advertising of tea has become more contemporary and far more relevant. You know, there were characters that were used by some tea companies for about 30 years.
Like, so the chimps, message, that was the wrinkly market.
The message and the proposition really didn't change. I think the second thing that has made an incredibly positive difference to the tea industry was that, again, if we go back to 1990, for example, we would probably have had four peer-reviewed scientific papers on the health benefits of tea.